This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So, if you are sending your paid advertising traffic directly to your company's homepage right now, you are effectively just lighting thousands of dollars on fire.
Exactly. Just burning it.
Right. And welcome to today's deep dive. We are unpacking a pretty provocative 2026 digital marketing blog post. It's by Sunny Day over at Double Dome Digital Marketing.
It's a great piece.
It really is. And our mission today is to explore this massive structural shift in how businesses have to operate online now, because, you know, the entire mental model of the internet storefront.
That completely flipped.
Right. So we're going to look at why that traditional website homepage is now considered this outdated money-losing trap.
Yeah, it's a total trap.
And how the rise of AI search has, like, force this massive pivot toward hyper-specific, intent-driven landing pages.
Well, what's really fascinating here is that this isn't just some, you know, minor web design trend.
Like just changing button colors or something.
Right, or picking a new font. This represents a fundamental ground-up shift from what the author calls the legacy marketing playbook of 2022.
Oh, wow.
To the extreme precision that's actually required today in 2026. And this evolution is driven entirely by how modern users, and really, more importantly, the AI systems that they rely on, search for solutions.
Which makes sense. I mean, if you are listening to this, you've probably been taught your whole career that your homepage is like your grand digital storefront.
Right? Oh, absolutely. The classic lobby.
Yeah. It's the lobby. You roll out the red carpet, you show off your company history, your team, all the amazing things you can do.
But according to the source material, if you rely on that lobby to convert your high-value traffic.
Yeah.
Your website isn't a growth engine. It is a sieve, just leaking money.
A sieve. I love that. Okay, to understand the solution, we obviously have to examine the root of that leak.
Right.
Like, why does the traditional homepage fail the modern internet user so completely?
Well, the source gets right to the point on this.
Yeah.
The traditional homepage attempts to serve everyone all at once.
Right. You've got your history, a mission statement.
A list of six different broad service categories.
Oh, and maybe that latest news section that hasn't actually been updated in like 6 months.
Exactly. The author explicitly compares this legacy homepage to a giant department store without a directory.
A department store with no directory. Wow. Because trying to be everything to everyone effectively means becoming nothing to anyone.
Yes, it creates massive cognitive overload for the user.
Right. Because when a high-value lead clicks an ad, they're doing so because they have a very specific pain point.
They're looking for a highly specific solution, not a corporate tour.
Right. They don't want the tour. If they have to hunt for the solution once they arrive on your site, the friction is just already way too high.
And the author points to a really specific persona here, too, which I think is helpful. They call it the system scale CEO.
Okay, let's unpack that. What does a system scale CEO actually mean?
So this is a business leader running a very mature, process-driven operation, right? They've optimized everything.
Like the supply chain, the hiring.
Internal software, all of it. But then they take this, say, $15,000 a month marketing budget.
Yeah.
And they just dump it into a generic landing experience.
Oh, man.
I mean, they wouldn't tolerate a leaky supply chain, but they're totally fine tolerating a leaky digital funnel.
Right.
They're throwing money away because high-intent traffic demands immediate frictionless answers.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit more because I want to make sure we are really visualizing just how frustrating this is for a normal consumer.
Sure.
It's like paying for a massive billboard on the highway, right? Advertising emergency plumbing.
Okay, good analogy.
You spend all this money to get attention, but when a customer actually calls you with a burst pipe, like water is literally flooding their basement.
You're panicking.
Yes. They are forced to listen to a 10-minute automated recorded history of your company.
Oh, right. Press one to hear about our founder.
Exactly. Followed by a list of seasonal landscaping services before they can actually press a button to book a plumber.
Right. They aren't going to wait.
No. They'll just hang up and call the competitor who answers the phone with, hey, we can have a plumber there in 10 minutes.
That analogy perfectly isolates the friction. I mean, the customer has high intent. They need the pipe fixed right now.
Right now.
So by forcing them through that corporate lobby, the business is artificially depressing its own conversion rate.
Yeah.
That friction is exactly why generic homepages have astronomical bounce rates when you tie them to paid ad campaigns.
Okay, so humans are hanging up the phone out of pure frustration, but I mean, impatience isn't a new thing.
No, not at all.
We've hated waiting on hold since the 1990s. So why is this suddenly a evolve or die emergency specifically now in 2026?
Well, it actually isn't human behavior at all.
Oh.
It's how the machines fetching our information have mutated. It's the AI slump.
The AI slump.
That is the true catalyst here.
Yeah.
Search engines and AI tools. And the source specifically calls out ChatGPT and Google Gemini. They do not function like the search engines of the early 2020s.
Right. They don't just spit out 10 blue links anymore.
Exactly. They don't force the user to do the research. They synthesize. They match specific queries to specific answers.
Okay.
The author actually uses a defining phrase for this 2026 landscape. They say, intent matching is the new SEO.
Intent matching is the new SEO. And if your website doesn't mathematically match that intent, you actually get penalized by the ad platforms, don't you?
Oh, heavily penalized.
Yeah.
The ad algorithms look at the page you're sending the user to.
Right.
So if the user searched for emergency burst pipe repair and you send them to a page that talks about pipes, sure, but also lawn care.
Ran the company picnic.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The algorithm flags a mismatch. Sending Google Ads traffic to a broad homepage drops what Google calls your ad strength and your quality score.
And when your quality score drops, what happens? Your cost per click automatically goes up.
Yes. You are literally paying a financial penalty for having a generalized website.
Wait. Let me challenge that premise for just a second.
Go for it.
Because if AI models are so incredibly smart in 2026, like if these large language models can write complex software code and parse legal documents and pass medical exams,
do all that, yeah.
Then shouldn't they easily be able to scan a general homepage, read the services tab, understand the context, and figure out if a company solves the user's problem?
You would think so.
Right. Why does a super intelligent AI need us to dumb down our websites into single topic pages?
It is not a question of the AI's reading comprehension.
No, it's not.
No, it is a question of confidence and data architecture.
Okay, break that down for me.
Think of an AI model, like a highly literal filing clerk who only has a fraction of a millisecond to grab a folder for a demanding boss.
Okay, I like this. A stressed out filing clerk.
Right. So if someone asks the AI for emergency plumbing, and you hand the AI a dense 50-page folder labeled plumbing, lawn care, and the 2024 company picnic.
The clerk has to spend time reading through the folder to verify if the answer is actually in there.
Exactly. Meanwhile, your competitor hands the clerk a single brightly colored piece of paper that just says emergency plumbing in bold black letters.
Oh, wow.
The AI clerk is going to drop your dense folder and grab the competitor's paper every single time.
Because it offers 100% confidence with zero computational friction.
Yes. It bypasses what the text calls the fluff filter.
The fluff filter. That makes so much sense. To a large language model, a homepage just looks like a jack of all trades and a master of none.
It dilutes your topical authority completely. To be the preferred answer for an AI recommendation engine, you must provide explicit data points.
Explicit data points.
And clean semantic structure. The AI needs a technical map so it can confidently tell a user, hey, I recommend this business because they have a specific dedicated solution for your exact problem.
It really doesn't want to infer or guess.
No. If you don't give the AI that explicit, mathematically clear mapping, it simply moves on to someone who did.
Okay, so if the traditional homepage is this leaky sieve that human beings hate and AI actively ignores, what is the exact architecture of the tool that actually works?
Right. The pivot from the problem to the solution.
Yeah. The text pivots to the anatomy of the 2026 conversion-focused landing page.
And these are entirely different digital organisms compared to a traditional web page.
They really are. They're like surgical tools.
Highly surgical.
So the source outlines several mandatory features for these pages. First, they are custom tailored for every single traffic source.
Right. You aren't just building one landing page.
No, you're building an entire hidden ecosystem of them. And they prioritize a single call to action. Just one.
No secondary buttons.
No meet our team dropdowns. No follow us on social media icons. Just the single action you want the user to take.
And furthermore, they perfectly mirror the language of the source traffic.
Right, which is how you solve that intent matching problem for the filing clerk we talked about.
Exactly. If the paid ad said emergency burst pipe in Chicago, the headline of the landing page says exactly emergency burst pipe in Chicago.
It confirms to both the human and the machine that they have arrived at the precise destination.
Yes. And then there's this really specific concept the text mentions.
Oh, information gain.
Yes. These pages provide unique information gain for AI models.
What does that actually look like in practice, though?
So information gain is a critical concept for 2026 SEO. It basically asks the question, does this page add net new facts to the internet's collective brain?
Interesting. So if your landing page just copies the same standard Wikipedia definition of why pikes burst, like 1,000 other websites,
the AI gives your page a score of 0 for information gain. There's literally no reason to recommend you.
But if your landing page includes unique on-the-ground data?
Now you're talking. Say you have a live counter of how many pipes your team has fixed in Chicago this week.
Oh, nice.
Or original pricing matrices or proprietary diagnostic steps. The AI recognizes that you are contributing new knowledge to the ecosystem.
And it rewards that structured value by making you the authoritative source.
Yes. Combined with mobile-first speed optimization, this architecture just entirely eliminates the fluff filter.
As the author puts it, it moves a business from just renting clicks to actually owning the market.
Renting to owning.
But here's where it gets really interesting for me. I was looking at the back-end data section of this Double Dome post, and it fundamentally changes how a CEO tracks return on investment.
Oh, absolutely. The data shift is huge.
Because the source mentions how business owners just despise proprietary systems from marketing agencies that hide performance behind vague metrics.
You know the drill.
Oh, yeah. An agency tells a CEO, well, impressions are way up and our brand awareness is peaking.
But the actual revenue is flat.
Exactly. The old model relies on vanity metrics because the attribution is just impossible to untangle.
With a generic homepage, tracking ROI is a complete black box.
Right. A user clicks an ad, lands on the homepage, clicks over to an About Us page, reads half a blog post from 2 years ago, and then leaves.
Or maybe they call. But you have no mathematical proof of what specific piece of content convinced them to pick up the phone.
Exactly. But with this shift to segmented landing pages, you completely revolutionize data integrity.
You move from a black box guessing game to a literal transparent spreadsheet.
Yes. You gain real-time revenue data through a crystal-clear Spend X Made Y dashboard.
You know with absolute certainty that landing page A, targeting burst pipes, cost you $500 in ad spend and generated $5,000 in revenue.
While landing page B, targeting lawn care, cost $500 and generated $0.
And the CEO instantly knows where to allocate capital.
And because you are serving highly relevant pages, your quality score on the ad networks goes up.
Which means your cost per click goes down.
You are literally paying less money to acquire better back-end data and higher converting leads.
It is a compounding advantage.
Which honestly brings up a massive practical question.
Okay, what's that?
If these hyper-specific landing pages are doing absolutely all of the heavy lifting,
yeah.
Like if they're the ones closing the leads, pleasing the AI filing clerk, and providing the crystal clear data for the CEO.
Sure.
Should businesses just delete their homepages entirely? Like, should we wipe the concept of a homepage off the internet?
Well, according to the FAQ section from Double Dome Digital Marketing, no. The homepage does still have a purpose, but it is a vastly downgraded one.
Okay. They call it a reception desk, right?
A reception desk is the perfect metaphor for this.
Mm.
The homepage exists solely for people who directly search for your exact brand name.
So if someone already knows who your company is and they type your specific name into the search bar, they should go to the homepage to be greeted.
Exactly. But, and this is the absolute ironclad rule for 2026.
Yeah.
The homepage should never be the primary destination for paid ads or specific problem-based search queries.
Wow. And the text notes that agencies like Double Dome are now basically acting as the technical backbone to build these highly segmented systems.
Right, because it's complicated under the hood.
Mm, right. They handle these complex tech shifts, the information gain structuring, the AI intent matching, all so that businesses can, as the author puts it, stop chasing clicks and start closing leads.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the core philosophy running through this entire text is ownership.
Ownership.
While your competitors are out there suffering the AI slump, you know, dumping bot-heavy, broad traffic onto a confused, generalized homepage.
And wondering why their ad budgets are evaporating.
Right. Adopting this strategy means taking ownership of your digital footprint. You are taking ownership of the lead flow with a high-precision system.
You aren't just hoping people wander around your department store and magically find the cash register.
No. You are handing them the exact product they asked for the precise second they walk through the door.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? Whether you are running a massive corporate marketing campaign or prepping for a strategy meeting this afternoon, or just trying to understand why browsing the internet feels so different lately.
The mental model has flipped.
It really has. Your homepage is no longer your storefront. It is just a digital business card sitting on a reception desk.
The targeted landing pages, those are your actual sales team.
It really is a masterclass in adapting to the reality of the technology, rather than stubbornly forcing the technology to adapt to old, comfortable marketing habits.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's quickly summarize the journey we've been on today. We've unpacked why the traditional homepage is a trap.
That multi-million dollar leak.
Caused by high bounce rates, cognitive overload, and the friction of the department store model.
And we looked at how AI systems demand hyper-specific intent matching, heavily penalizing broad data with higher ad costs.
Right, and we've seen why custom single call to action landing pages equipped with unique information gain are the ultimate 2026 growth engine.
You know, this raises an important question though.
Oh!
There is one massive implication of all this extreme precision that isn't explicitly mentioned in the text, but it is deeply intertwined with this shift toward intent matching.
Okay, what's that?
Well, if every single click from an ad or an AI recommendation leads a user to an isolated, hyper-specific landing page that is tailored only to exactly what they asked for.
Right.
What happens to serendipitous discovery?
Oh, wow.
Think about the department store analogy. If we bypass the store entirely, do users lose the chance to stumble upon other services a company offers that they didn't even know they needed?
Like you go into a store looking for socks, but because you had to walk past the shoe department, you realize your sneakers are worn out and you buy shoes too.
Exactly. As we build the web entirely for AI intent and absolute frictionless conversion, we might be engineering accidental discovery completely out of the internet.
A completely frictionless, shrink-wrapped world where you only ever see exactly what you asked for, that's heavy.
Something to think about.
Definitely something to mull over the next time you type a question into a search bar.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Go audit those digital spaces, see if you're running a reception desk or a true conversion engine, and we'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.